Amen. Praise the Lord. Good to see you in the Lord's house tonight. If you have a copy of God's Word, and I hope you do, turn with us tonight to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter number 8. We'll begin reading at verse 33. A couple of verses. The Bible says, "Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us." I want to preach just a little bit tonight, if God be my help, on this thought. Am I saved? Am I safe? Am I saved? And am I safe? As we look at this tonight and we see Paul in these verses here, these two verses I read in your hearing, and he poses two questions to us. Amen. He asks two questions to me and you. Now he's talking to born again believers. And he says in verse 1, "Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect?" And he said, "Who is he?" Verse 34, "that condemneth." Amen. And I want to say, well, first of all, that according to the Lord's death, amen, his death is what made things right. You say, "Well, preacher, I've never heard of death of doing anything good or making anything right." But I want to say it was the death of Lord Jesus Christ that made it right for me and you, because he died for the sins of the world. He took on sin. He took sin upon himself, and he nailed it to the cross. His cross, amen, glory be to God. So we see that no one, amen, can lay a charge to God's elect. No one is able, because of death, the resurrection, the ascension, the intercession, and the advocacy that we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm glad all that is in Him. I praise God tonight. It's not in what I've done. It's not in what you've done. It's not in who you are or who I am, but in Christ Jesus our Savior. Praise God that we are healed. Amen. I praise God. I was sin sick. I was dying. I was on my way to hell. But Jesus Christ came. He showed me my sin. Showed me I was a sinner. Praise God. When I confessed my sin, He come into my life. Saved my soul from a devil's hell. Amen. I don't have to worry about the fires of hell no more. I don't have to worry about dying. Praise God. I'm sealed forevermore. I'm a child of the King. Praise God. He's moved into my heart. He's took up an abode. He lives in me. Praise God. And everywhere I go, there he is. And when you want help tonight, you looking for some direction tonight, you looking for some hope tonight, I want to say it's in Christ Jesus, your Savior. You say, "Preacher, I've never been saved." Praise God, Holy Ghost God, got a hold of your heart. Praise God, I'd come out of there. Hey, listen, it won't bother me. I'd fry at an old-fashioned altar. I'd fall on my face. I'd say, "God, forgive me a sinner and save my soul."
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Then he'll bring up our riling accusations against us. I praise God. I'm glad there's a God of heaven, amen, who's made provision for our sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad? I pray God, I can see sin. Sin on those that's unbelievers tonight. He said, but because that sin, I pray God, been taken away. Glory be to God that we'll never have to worry about losing our salvation. Our salvation is sure. It's steadfast. It's unmovable. It belongs to us. Praise God. It's been bought for, paid for, with a price of Calvary, glory to God, and with something that we don't have to hold to and cling on to, because it's in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You say, "Well, preacher, that means that we can live anyway." Charles read on that this morning. Praise God. We can't live any way you want to. Amen. But I won't guarantee you, praise God, you get saved, you get born again, you birthed into the family of God, your want to's will change. Brother Bill used to always say, without a change, there's no chance. Amen. Praise God. Something big as the Holy Ghost of God moves into your heart. He'll change you from the inside out. Praise be to God. I'm glad for that, ain't you? The death of the Lord Jesus Christ, it paid the price for that sin. That sin that you had, that sin I had. Amen. Praise God. But we see Paul. But it did pay the price. Paul asserts this in our hearing tonight, in your hearing, that Jesus Christ paid our sin debt on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? I'm glad it's paid. It's paid in full. It's nothing owed. Amen. Praise God. If you're still living in sin, it's your own fault. Amen. The Lord Jesus has paid that price of sin, praise God, so we can come out of that and live unto Him. Amen. Praise God. He's the author and the finisher of our faith, praise God. And we put our faith and trust in Him. He brings us up out. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so we have that assurance today. The Lord Jesus Christ declared it in Himself. Amen. Praise God when He come to seek and to save the lost. Amen. You say, preacher, who is that? Me and you? The Bible said we've all sinned. You know what that word all means? All. Amen. He said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. And the Bible says here in Romans said the wages of sin is death. Amen. Why do we die? Because of what? Because of sin. Amen. Amen. The wages is death. But praise God, I'm glad it don't stop her. Amen. Let me read that to you. The Bible said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is. You know what it is? Eternal life. Amen. But praise God, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, not just through any way, but through the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Praise God. He said, we can have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Instead of receiving death, instead of living as a dead, a walking zombie, praise God. He said, we can have life tonight, and that life in abundance, enjoy in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Ain't you glad of that? He said, the gift of God. He said, for the wages in death, but the gift of God. Amen. What does that mean? It means it's a gift from God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He said He's putting it out there. He's offering it to you and I. And the offering comes in a package of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we take that package, praise God, we get it all. Amen. We get life here in abundance. We get everlasting life. We get eternal life in heaven, praise God, and all the benefits that goes with it.
Amen.
Amen. He takes away the worry and the anguish and the stress, praise God. No matter what happens here in this world, amen, glory be to God, we're signed and sealed, praise God, our names in the Lamb's Book of Life, and one day in a little while we'll be delivered over yonder.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Or just jump up and take a spell.
Amen.
Say, glory be to God, I got a gift. Amen, I received it, praise God. One Wednesday night in 1976, I got that gift. Little old preacher, he wasn't that big, got preaching, praise God, in my heart, he was a giant. Got to preaching on, praise God, he said, hey, listen, the Lord loves you and you don't have to die and go to hell if you'll accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, I come out of there, ask God to forgive me, ask the Lord to forgive me, ask Him to take away my sins, glory to God. Praise God, cast them in that sea, Lord, I've heard about a forgiveness. Praise God, I'm telling you tonight, hey, was something took place down in my soul that I ain't ever got over.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God, it's real. It's active, praise God. Amen. I'd almost say it's a radioactive. Praise God. It stirs in my soul. Praise God. It admonishes my heart. Takes me to places I've never been before. But praise God, the Lord declared it. Amen. That all that He had. Now we see Paul in these questions here. And we see the question of his death. Amen. Praise God. We see the Bible tells us here. He said, who is he that condemneth? And I said, it is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who is making intercession for us. So we see what took place. The Lord Jesus Christ Himself, He said, when He was here, He said He would lose nothing. That the Father give Him, He's received and that's received Him, praise God. He said, I'll hang on to it, praise God, throughout eternity.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Look over John chapter number 6. Or I'll just read it to you. If you don't want to turn there, it'll be all right. John chapter number 6, then verse 39. He said, and this is the Father's will which hath sent me. Now this is red writing. You know what that means? When you youngins, when you got red writing in the Bible, what does that mean? That means Jesus is saying it. Amen. That's the words of our Lord. Amen. Praise God. He says in verse 39 of John chapter 6, and this is the Father's will. He said, this is what the Father's will is, which hath sent me. Sent who? Jesus. That to all which He hath given me, I should lose nothing. That of all which He hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of Him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on Him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Praise be to God. He said, I'm going to give everybody that'll believe on me everlasting life. He said, I'm going to raise them up after life. Hey, glory, at the last day. He said, it don't matter how much the world and men and everybody else and everything else is trying to push us down and beat us down and hold us down. Brother Larry, he said, one day at the end, he said, praise God, he said, I'm going to raise up everything, praise God, that believes in me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I'm a believer today.
Amen.
Glory to God. Listen, if I wasn't a believer, if I hadn't based my faith on the Lord Jesus Christ, I'd come out of there, praise God, I'd become a believer tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'd become a believer tonight. I'd get in a place, praise God, where I could worship the Lord. Amen. I could trust in Him, praise God, because He's already paid the price. Am I saved? Praise God. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm saved, praise God. Saved by His martyrdom. Saved because His death, burial, and His resurrection. Now, it's not everyone who believes and perseveres, praise God, but He says it's everyone that believes on the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Amen. Say, preacher, what about that persevering? Don't we have to persevere? I'll tell you what, if you're a child of God, if you believe on Him, you will persevere. Amen. Praise God. You'll realize that you've got somebody on your side that's an unction you on, that's encouraged you on a little bit every day. Praise God. And you'll just keep on marching on for His glory. Amen. I don't know about you tonight, young, as I'm looking for His finish line. Amen. Praise God. I'm looking for His finish, for His place, for His finish. Bless His holy name. So it's through His death, praise God, that we are saved. It's because of what He did on Calvary. Glory to God that we're saved. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Through death. But it's not only through His death, but it's through His prayers that we're made to come through. It's His prayers that'll keep us safe. Amen. Am I saved? Are you saved?
Amen.
Are you safe?
Amen.
I want to say, praise God, we're safe tonight because the Lord Jesus Christ is making intercession for you and I. Amen. He's making intercession. He said, who is even at the right hand of God? Who? Jesus Christ. Who also maketh intercession. Now that word maketh means it's something that's continuing on. Didn't say that He made intercession. But Brother Larry, that He maketh intercession. He's continually interceding on our part. Amen. And when the glory be to God, the Lamb of God, amen, sitting at the right hand of the Father is interceding for you and is interceding for me. Praise God, we got some help on our side.
Amen.
Somebody can give us that we need. Praise God. Intercession. Amen. What is that, preacher? That's that preventative ministry of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. See, you didn't realize that the Bible said He is the great physician. Amen. And that great physician's always a working on me and you. You say, preacher, why do we do it? Because He knows that we're living in these bodies. And bodies need a physician. Amen. Amen. And Brother Bill, the older you get, the more you need it. Amen. The more you need the help, the encouragement, the motivation to keep you going. So the Lord Jesus Christ is our intercessor, praise God. That's the preventative ministry that He has for me and you. The Bible tells us in John chapter 17, praise God, that preventative ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, He walks us through it in steps. In verse 15, He said that we're kept from the evil one. Amen. From the devil and the demons of hell. He said He's the one that keeps them off, that they don't devour you, because the devil walketh about, praise God, like a roaring lion, seeking whom he will devour. And I want to say tonight, young people, look at me just a minute. You can't fight the devil off by yourself. You've got to have somebody to help you tonight. You've got to have somebody that's already overcome the wicked one, to keep him at bay, to hold him at arm's length, to get him off of you, praise God, from time to time, to show him who's the boss.
Amen.
We live in a wicked world, in a world to tell you, young'uns in school and high school and stuff, they'll tell you, well, just go with the flow. Just do what feels good. Amen. That's a lie straight out of hell. Amen. Praise God. We got to just go with the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust and believe on Him. Praise God. Listen to what He's telling us. I want to say, praise God, if you're listening for it, Brother Rex said, He'll speak to you. Amen. He'll get a hold of your heart. Amen. And He'll show you, He'll teach you, He'll instruct you and show you what's right. Amen. But as he prays in his prayer at intercession, at preventive ministry had, he prayed verse 15 that he'd keep us from the evil one. Verse 17, he said that he would, that we would be sanctified in him. Amen. He said, what's he saying? He's praying that me and you would be set aside, praise God, with a resistance against the devil, a resistance against what's right, what's wrong, and a stand for what's right in the day we live. Amen. We're living in a pansy-wansy world, praise God, where we want to let everything go and to say everything's all right. I want to say sin's still sin. I want to say anything that we think, that we say or we do, praise God, that breaks God's rules, amen, and makes Him sad. Glory be to God, we better run from it and we better run to God.
Amen.
Amen. We better decide whose side we're on.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Listen, young people, it's time you pick the side. Amen. Go ahead and just decide today whose side you're going to be on. Just decide today that you're going to walk with Jesus, that you're going to do what's right. That you're going to ask the Lord to help you. And you're going to listen for His direction. Amen. You know where you'll get that direction from? You'll get that direction from the Word of God. Amen. Where will you get the Word of God from? You young people, where will you get the Word of God from? You'll get it from the house of God. Amen. You'll get it from the people of God. You'll get it from believers, praise God. They'll take this book and they'll show you, praise God, because they love you, that God Almighty loves you, and He wants to help you. He wants to make you pure. He wants to keep you changed. He wants to take you the right direction. He wants to show you the way.
Amen.
Amen. Why wouldn't God somebody to preach like this to me when I was a youngin'? Amen. I wish somebody would open a book and said, praise God, there's a better way, youngin'. You ought to go this way. Because there's a time in my life, amen, they was a patty caking around with the Word of God instead of telling me the truth. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But boy, I tell you what, I'm glad the truth will make you free. Amen. Glory be God. It gives you that aspect in your life. It's sanctifying power of God. Jesus said as an intercessor to preventative ministry, praise God, that He would sanctify us. He's praying that we would be sanctified. Not only we'd be sanctified, but that we would be united. John chapter 17, verse 21, He said, I want them to be united, Father, like me and you, united. He said, I want them to be a body of oneness. I want them to be a body coming together for the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. You know what it's time for, church? It's time for a body of believers, praise you, united. It's time for a body of believers, praise God, like they went to the upper room, they prayed one mind and one accord, and the power of God fell on the place.
Amen.
Amen. You know what I think we're beginning to desire around here? A Holy Ghost revival in our soul. Hey man, I think you're beginning to look for God to touch in you, God to help you, God to direct you, God to show you His way, praise the Lord, so that you can get in and be part of this end, this last end run, praise God, that we're going to make for the Lord.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. I believe we're living in the last days. The dispensation of grace, I believe it. Amen. You look at this thing, if you'll pull some newspapers, you'll get some articles, you begin to look how these things is happening in these other nations, how the United Nations and all these things is being set up. They're gathering together, they're talking about this one world order. He was talking on the news the other night about it over in Europe. They've already got a thing where they can take and shoot a little old capsule the size of a grain of rice into your hand, and it knows everything about you. You can throw away your debit card, you can throw away your your credit card, and you can use that little old grain of rice, and you can go anywhere you want to go. You can do anything you want to do. You can buy anything you want to buy, and all you got to do is just swipe your head. I want to say we're right there looking at, praise God, the end of this thing when the Antichrist come on the scene and, praise God, play havoc all over this world. But thank God, Brother Larry, if we're a child of God, if we're looking for Him, praise God, He's going to come with a shout and a trump. I say He's going to come with a shout and a trump and take us out of here to be with Him.
Amen.
One day the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe he's up there sitting on the edge of the seat on the right hand of the Father. I mean, just like a sprinter on the edge of the thing, just ready to go. Just waiting for the Father to say, go ahead and go. Amen. Wait for the Father, just turn Him loose. So He can come out of there. The Bible said He'll come out with a shout and a trump. And He'll say, come away, my beloved, come away. And praise God, those that are born again, those that are born again believers, praise God, we're going to lose gravitation. We're going to go out of here, praise God, to be with Him.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, that God leave this whole world behind. I don't know you. I don't know about you, boy. I'm ready. Amen. Glory to God, I'm ready. Glory. Hey, if you come tonight, that'd be all right. Boy, I'd like to see some of our folks get in, get serious with God. And I'd like to see some folks working fruitful for Him before He comes. But praise God, when the time comes, He's a-coming, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Amen.
Amen. That's why we need to be praying. He was praying. He's an intercessor prayer for us. Amen. He's a-praying for me and you. Praise God. He's praying that we'd be united. Not only that we'd be united, but we would be with Him, verse 24, to be with Him in heaven. Amen. That we would be with Him, that believers would be with Him where He is. Amen. Where's He at? He's in heaven. Right hand of the Father. And He's praying, praise God. Intervention, praise God. He's prevented the ministry. He said, hey, listen, I want them to be with me where I'm at. He said, take care of them. Keep from the evil one. Bring them together. Draw them. Sanctify them. And so that they can be with me, that they can be with you, that they can be where we are. Amen. I'm excited, praise God. Amen. Not only that we could be in heaven with Him, but that we could behold His glory.
Amen.
Have you ever thought what a... Hey, listen, have you ever thought about what it'd be like to see Jesus face to face? Amen. Glory be God. Hey, listen, the people in this world saw Him in His fleshly body, and they was amazed at this. They come from miles around to see Jesus, to hear His voice, to hear Him speak. They come from all over to hear. Everybody that could, they come to where Jesus was because they wanted to see this man Jesus. Amen. But He said, hey, listen, what I want to see, Father, He said, I want all them that I love to behold my glory. What He was saying, He said, I want everybody to see me as I am now. To see where You brought me from, and that You can bring them to where You brought me. He said, it's my desire, praise God. And He said, this intercession, this preventive ministry, praise, it was a continual ministry. Hebrews chapter 7. Bible says in verse 25, the Bible says, wherefore He, Jesus, is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. Amen. He said it was a death ministry. Praise God. Am I saved? Yes, through the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, resurrection. Am I saved? Yes, because of an intercessor, because of a prayer warrior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who's praying for me. Amen. He was our intercessor. But praise God, also He was our advocate. Amen. That's the medicine that cures. The curative ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, when does that kick in? That kicks in after we sin. Hello? Have you ever wondered what happens after you become a child of God, Brother Bill, and you mess up? Well, the intercessory prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, it's a working on your behalf after you say. But praise God, I'm glad that there's a curative ministry in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, after we sin. Look at 1 John chapter number 1. 1 John chapter number 1. The Bible says, or chapter number 2. First on chapter number 2, verse number 1. He said, my little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not. You know what the Lord says right there? He said, listen, He said, you need not sin. He said, you got God to help you if you'll look and look unto Him. He said, you don't have to sin no more. Amen. Praise God. He said, you can quit sinning. Did you know it's possible to quit sinning? Hello? Amen. It's possible to quit sinning. He said, these things write out unto you that you sin not. He said it wouldn't said that if we couldn't keep from sinning. But He said we could keep from sin if we trust the Lord, walk with Him. As Jesus, our example, He lived 3.5 years, never sinned. He walked in this same earth me and you did. He walked in a body just like you and I. You well, preacher, He was the Lord, preacher. He couldn't sin. He could have sinned, praise God, but He didn't because He lived looking to the Father every day, every minute of His life. He was seeking to do what was right. He was seeking not His righteousness, but the righteousness of the Father.
Amen.
Lived a perfect sinless life. But said, look what He says. He said, and if any man sin. He said, if you sin. We, you and I, born again believers, amen, who have our trust in the Lord, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He is the propitiation, amen, the atonement, the satisfaction, praise God, for our sins, and not ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. He said He's not only the atonement for your sin and my sin, those that believe, born again believers. He said, but praise God, if they'll get in, He'll be the atonement for the whole world.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. He's a curative ministry, Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. It goes into action when we sin. Amen. It begins to work in sinners. Amen. Praise God. See, sin can't undo salvation. Amen. You know, a preacher, if we sin, does that mean we're lost? No. Not if you've truly been born again. Born from above. Amen. If you've been born to the water, the Word, you believe what God says, you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Spirit of God. Listen to me. The Spirit of God's moved on your heart and showed you as a sinner, and you've asked God, you believe the Lord Jesus Christ, and asked Him to save you from sin, forgive you of your sins. Amen. You're saved. You're sealed. Praise God. If we could, praise God, if sin can undo salvation, if it could, Satan would have an airtight case against you and I. Amen.
Yeah.
He said, see there, look what they did. Amen. They just cast them off. That's what he'd like to do. Amen. Look at Revelation chapter number 12. He said, and I heard, in verse 10, the Bible says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. For the accuser, that's Satan, the devil, amen, old slewfoot. For the accuser of our brethren, that's born again believers, is cast down, which accuseth them before our God day and night. Amen. The old devil's accusing you and old devil's accusing me. But praise God, one day, listen, he's cast down whenever we get born again, whenever we believe on Lord Jesus Christ, whenever we ask God into our heart, praise God, He saves us by His marvelous grace and He keeps us safe, praise God, by His marvelous grace.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. He does that by His marvelous grace, what He does for us. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how does he do that? How does that all work? He goes on in that next verse and tells us, and they overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Amen. Praise God. They didn't trust in themselves. They trusted in the Lord. And the Lord, through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He gave deliverance. I want to say tonight, youngins, deliverance will come in Jesus Christ as our Savior. Jesus has already worked it out, praise God. Paul asked two questions. Amen. He said, who shall lay anything to charge of God's elect? And who is he that condemneth? Praise God. He said, it's the blood, it's the blood, it's the death, the resurrection of blood, and the blood of the Calvary, praise God, that saves us from our sins, that gives us the assurance of salvation. And it's the interceding prayers and the curative principles of God Almighty, His advocacy for me and you, praise God, that gives us that assurance, that makes us safe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, we're safe today in the Lord. Amen. What does Jesus do in situations like that? The Bible says, Paul's telling us here that he said, Christ the Lord points us to the work that was finished on Calvary over 2,000 years ago for you and I. That finished work of Calvary, praise God, that removes the guilt of sin, past, present, and future. Amen. He takes care of that for you, and He takes care of that for me. Amen. The question he asked, he said, he's asked in general, he said, are you saved? Amen. Are you saved? But he said, are you assured that you're safe? Out, kept out of harm's way by the power of an almighty God through the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, who's got His hand upon us. He's interceding for us. He's praying for us. He's our intercessor, and He's our advocate with the Father, praise God. He's that preventative ministry. And He's that curative ministry, praise God, to keep me and you well. Because He is our great physician this evening. Amen. He's the one that'll keep us well. He's the one to keep us going well. He's the one to keep us active. He's the one to keep us motivated. He's the one that shows us the way that we need to go and helps us to walk therein. Amen. He is the Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. He makes the difference. And when we choose Him, amen, when we choose Him, we get it all. Remember the story we told you, I've told you several times, about the fellow that had all the magnificent paintings. I mean, paintings from the masters. But he had a son that was in the service, and his son was killed in battle, but one of the buddies, his son, was an artist, and he drew a picture of the man's son. And he come to his door one day when he got out of service, and he brought it to it, and he said, your son was my best friend. And he said, I've done this for you. I want to just present this to you. And he presented him that picture that he had painted of the father's son. And that father took that picture. He was proud of it. And he put that picture up on his mantle. And then everybody come from miles around to see his magnificent works of art. But the first thing he would always show them, he would take them in there to that mantle, and he would show them the picture of his son. They come a day when the old man was getting old and he was dying. He was getting ready to go out of here. He made out his will, and he told him, said, when I'm gone, said, you auction off these paintings, magnificent works of art. And so the day come, the old man died. The people gathered around for the auction, come from all over the world to buy these paintings. And the auctioneer got up and he opened up his thing and put his little gavel out there, banged them into order. He said, we're going to begin with these paintings today. We're going to auction it off. He said, and we're going to start with the son. Amen. And they said, no, we don't want that. We want the Rembrandt. We want the magnificent art that's in this house. And he said, no, he said, this was in the will. This is the way we have to do it. And he began to bid the auction off the picture of the son. And then nobody was bidding. Nobody was wanting the son. They was wanting the high dollar stuff. But finally, a little old gardener, used to be the gardener for the man in the back of the room, he said, I'll take the son. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, anybody else? Going once, going twice. Sold! And he sold. And the gardener in the back of the room got the son. The old fella just folded up his briefcase, folded up his little podium, put his gavel in there. He said, the auction is complete. He said, what do you mean? What about all the other stuff? What about the magnificent stuff that's in this house? The auctioneer said, listen, it was in the will that whoever got the son gets it all, praise God. I want to say tonight that whoever take the son, praise God, he gets it all tonight. Everything the Father has to offer, it's ours. Amen. But it's a free gift tonight. It don't cost us a thing. He's offering it on behalf of His son. He said, if you'll take my son, if you'll accept my son, if you'll believe on my son, he said, you'll get it all. And he said, guess what? My son will be working for you the whole time. Amen. Till He can get you to where He is, He'll be a working for you. Amen. Yeah, a lot of times I think we think when Jesus went to heaven, His work was done. His work's not finished. He's still working for me and you. Every day of our life, He's interceding. He's still our advocate. Every day of your life. Amen. Don't you need an advocate tonight? Don't you need an intercessor? Don't you need some help to help you, praise God, along this way? Amen. There's a Savior, praise God. You can come by and say, Lord, please, I need You tonight. I trust You. I believe on You. I want You, Lord. Just forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart, Lord. Let me make You my Lord and my Savior. Amen. Because we've all sinned to come short of the glory of God. And we need some help. I do. You do. We do. Amen. Are you saved?
Amen.
Are you safe?
Amen.
Amen. Who are you putting your trust in tonight? Amen. You putting our trust in the government, God bless your heart. You putting your trust in the law enforcement, bless your heart. Amen. We better put our faith and our trust in Lord Jesus Christ, because He's the one that can take care of us. Amen.